And let's see, this is a little old-timey type place. What would you call that?
That's a little, well, the country church, ain't it?
Well, yeah, it looks just like a country church, but now this one is where they go to learn. What? That's a country
church.
Yeah, it's one room where everybody goes to school in the same place, you know?
Little school house.
Yeah, one room school. I think they used to be red. I thought they were. And this little boy is what?
See?
And he's got what he's got in his mouth?
Uncle Mama.
Yeah. Okay, close to the internet. And she's trying to see if he's got any what?
Puss.
Yeah, now let's see. And then these are all kind of, we said that about that. What is that? That's a, you know.
Band-Aid.
Yeah. Okay, now, this is, what is this right here? That's right. Okay, now, we're talking about, we got through all that stuff. Thing is, they jump from thing to thing so much it's so hard to follow it up. Oh, suppose you said something. I said, beg your pardon, I just didn't hear that. What did you say? And you think to yourself, that woman sure is dim. That's right. And suppose I'm sitting over here like this. I'm...
She sure not.
Don't be surprised. That's the way I do it too. And suppose I went in the morning and people were... I couldn't get anybody to get up, you know, and I went in and I said, all right, I'm came in here to
wake you up this morning.
Yeah, and it's impossible. And then I said, and I came back and I said, not a soul would
buzz.
That's right, and that's the way they do, too. I get up early in the morning to study, and then I wake them all up at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think it was 10 o'clock at night, and they just got into bed the way they had.
Yeah.
Ooh, that makes me so mad. And let's see, suppose if somebody's got a rising on the arm, you know, or something, would you call it a rising or a ball or what do you call it? You know, like a real sore red and it's, you know.
I'd call it a rising or a cat ball one.
Uh-huh. Now, when you're going to get ready to, you know, you have to punch it to get out the pus, what would you call you doing that? Would you call it lancing it or?
Yeah, open it up and let the pus out of it.
Yeah. Okay, now, suppose, you know how sometimes around a place, a hurt, a ball like that, it'd be sort of sticking up like that, around it, and sort of stand up like that, you know, call it, do you ever have a name for you call that? Sort of makes the skin look sort of pink, sort of puffs up around the edge of the hurt place.
That'd be that fluid in it need to come out of it.
Yeah. That would be that, when it's done that way, you ever heard it called proud flesh?
Yeah, I'm proud flesh.
Now, suppose this thing was sticking way up like that, and I said, ooh, look at my arm. It's all
swollen.
Yeah. Now, suppose that you had malaria. You know, you'd got malaria. And I say, I got something to give you. Now, I think they got a new kind of medicine now. What's the regular old-timey kind of medicine to give for malaria? Yeah, bitter, real bitter.
66.
Yeah, it probably had that in it.
And, yeah.
Started with a Q, you know.
Yeah, 66 as I can remember.
Was it quinine in there?
And quinine.
Yeah, quinine. Okay, now suppose I told, let me see, what is buck? You know what buck fever is? I don't remember what buck fever is.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. Suppose I said, suppose I just had water standing out on my face, you know, and I said, ooh, I'm just... I've been working hard, you know, doing some physical work and everything, and I was sitting there and I was just all, you know, wet and stamped. What would you say I was all?
I said, boy, she been sweating up.
And suppose now let's see. Oh yeah, suppose I had a blister on my arm, you know, burn my hand like that.
Yeah.
What would you call? Why would it be standing up like that? You know,
had a wall in it.
Yeah. Okay. Then now suppose somebody that you didn't know very well, you hadn't seen in a long time, anything, anyhow, so somebody told you, said, well, how's old John? And the person would say,